Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Politics, but I think the American people are sick and tired about hearing about your damn meeting.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
And live from the West Coast, Johnny Taco.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live all across America from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. This is Sports Overnight America, which I'm going to try to change into This Week Tonight in Sports. Not John Oliver, but Johnny Taco. And, of course, it's All-Stars. I'll be joined by Dominic Jimenez and Zach Attack Young in a couple of minutes. Open phone lines, coast to coast, worldwide for that matter. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Some of the things we'll talk about. How about Peyton Manning? Well, Peyton's in a bit of trouble again, of course. What can I say? I think that Peyton Manning is in for a world of trouble, and I think he might go to jail. Not jail in the world of, like, crimes, but jail in the world of public opinion. He's in trouble. Of course, Ronda Rousey talking suicide after that loss. Well, you know, you get knocked out like that. Yeah, you're thinking about dying. Big Belichick. Big Bill Belichick. Triple B, of course, coach of the New England Patriots, getting off this week. He and D'Angelo Williams going back and forth in the media. D'Angelo not leaving Pittsburgh anytime soon, but he would never go to New England. He says that it's all about Tom Brady. Outside of Tom Brady, nobody likes Triple B. The NFL draft, it's going to become upon us. And, of course, every team but one has already arrived at Major League Baseball. Of course, spring training off and running 2016. We'll talk baseball. We'll talk NBA. We'll talk combat sports, the UFC as well. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. Tweet us at Taco Man Radio. This is Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America, live on Sports Byline.
It's the Ace 20% off store-wide bag sale. Come in this Saturday only to stock up and save 20% on almost anything you can fit in the bag, including products from some of our best brands like Valspar. But it's only this Saturday, so don't miss your chance to save with Ace's 20% off store-wide bag sale.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Offer good at participating Ace stores February 20th only. Discount applies to the regular price in-stock merchandise that fits inside the bag. One bag per customer. Power tools and small appliances qualify for a 10% discount. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
How much of your life is on your computer? What if your digital files vanished forever? It happens to families and businesses every day. Viruses, hackers, human error, anything can happen. That's why you need Carbonite Cloud Backup. Carbonite automatically backs up photos, music, spreadsheets, all kinds of files, and it makes it easy to restore them. Start a free trial today at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code MUSIC to get 2 free bonus months if you decide to buy. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code MUSIC.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Joe Oliver, thank you so much for joining us. Just time for a quick recap of the week. And it began, as it seems every week this year has begun, with claims that Russia was taking aggressive action against another country.
The search is expanding for what's believed to be a Russian submarine lurking near Sweden's capital.
Sweden? I did not see that coming. Although, if this is true, I can understand where Putin is coming from. Because who hasn't spent 20 minutes in IKEA and immediately wanted to launch an attack on Sweden? Someone has to pay for what I'm going through here. But look, this wasn't just classic Swedish paranoia. They had proof.
Powerful sonar now scanning beneath these waves after the Swedes reportedly intercepted an emergency call from these waters to a Russian base in nearby Kaliningrad. And there is this, a photo taken by a passerby outside Stockholm looking very much like a submarine on patrol.
Does it look like a submarine on patrol? Because that could equally be a whale with a toupee, or a penguin on a surfboard, or absolutely anything else in the world. Even the Swedes weren't exactly clear what they were dealing with.
It could be a submarine or a smaller submarine. It could be a diver using some form of moped-like underwater vehicle. And it could be divers that don't have any business in our territory.
It could even be your legendary shark to terrorize your Swedish waters. I talk, of course, of Yaush. Yaush. The monster of the seas. Now, look. A brief word of caution here. Sweden has got this wrong before. In 1995, after suggesting that Russian subs were offshore, their prime minister had to make an embarrassing retraction, saying, and I quote, "It's a sad fact that what was originally stated to be intrusions into our waters have proved to be minks." Yes, minks. These minks. And you know what? Remember that photo from before? That could absolutely be a mink. Or it could be a submarine piloted by a mink. We don't know. And if it was, you let them take over your country. They are pissed when they're angry. However, I'm sure the Swedish people will stop at nothing to get to the bottom of this mystery.
The Swedish Navy has called off a week-long search for suspected underwater activity.
What, that's it? You looked for a week and you gave up? No, Sweden. That's not how it works. If you see a fuzzy photo of something, you let it consume you for the rest of your life. Scotland has been looking for the Loch Ness Monster since 1933. And you gave up looking for a Russian submarine after 7 days. Hey, in America, most of us spent the last 3 weeks trying to figure out whether we'd just seen Ben Affleck's penis in Gone Girl. And yeah, yes, Technically, it could have been a mink. But the point is, we won't stop until we get to the bottom of it. Shame on you, Sweden.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Are you nuts?
NBA season off and rolling. Man, college basketball, March Madness almost upon us. Well, right now we're talking NBA scores. Let's go to the scoreboard with my man, Dominic Jimenez. Take it away, Big D.
It was a light schedule today, only four games. We'll start Milwaukee, 117 winners over Atlanta, 117-109. Washington loses to Miami, 114-94. The Knicks beat the Timberwolves, 103-95. And the Warriors squeak one out in L.A., bounce back from that 30-point loss last night with a 115-112 win over the Clippers.
Okay, so if you bet the Warriors and you played the spread and gave up the points the entire year, I think you've only lost like two or three times. Do you realize that?
Well, it's got to be, you know, the five losses and maybe one or two wins. So, yeah, less than 10.
Not too many times. I mean, that's sort of like betting the 49ers when the 49ers were winning back in the day. Let's talk about some of the headlines this week that have sort of passed us by. Johnny Manziel in trouble. This girl down there in Houston is upset. She said that, you know, he pulled some violent acts on her. And, of course, he's got these issues with alcohol. Is he basically done? Or do you think the Dallas Cowboys, do you think Jerry Jones would invest in a babysitter and try to stick a babysitter on him? And would a babysitter work with him?
It's funny that you say that because Cowboys defensive end Randy Gregory just got suspended for four games for violating the league's substance abuse policy. And Jerry Jones had hired a babysitter, but a couple guys to watch Gregory and take care of him. So the fact that that didn't really work, it leaves me to think that, the Cowboys they might even start shying away from the idea of Johnny Football. Because, man, it's just one thing after another with this guy. There's just so much baggage. I know Jerry Jones loves him, but at what point does this guy got to do something? At what point does Jerry Jones say, never mind, I don't want him?
So let's talk about Peyton Manning. Of course, Peyton's been on the show in the past. Chuckle, chuckle. You know, I'm going to put this. They covered this up. USA Today could have ran with this story 3 or 4 years ago. They could have ran with the story in the 90s if they wanted. Why didn't they?
You know, honestly, I don't know why this story did not gain any traction until 2016. We're looking at something that happened, about 20 years ago at the University of Tennessee. And this reporter, you know, he found everything rather easily. I think the entire thing started with somebody goes, he mentioned to him, hey, do you remember the time Peyton got in trouble for sexual assault in Tennessee? And he had no idea what the guy was talking about. So he put it together in a matter of a week or something and wrote a very compelling article, I believe, in the New York Daily News. This entire thing is absolutely baffling to me. Everything that you thought you knew about Peyton Manning and Archie Manning and the Manning family, this entire story kind of leads you to question it. The things that they said about the trainer, the manner in which it appears they kind of broke their confidentiality thing when they wrote the book and talked about the incident, it's a huge mess. I don't think it's going to be the end all for Peyton Manning. But it's definitely to be a little cliche, a substantial black eye on this clean-cut, godlike image that we have of Peyton Manning.
Well, it's not all that clean-cut and godlike. I mean, the guy did get steroids or human growth hormone in the mail, unless you want to believe that his wife took male human growth hormone. Are you of the opinion his wife took that male human growth hormone, Dominic?
I've stayed with it until something gets proven that it actually did get delivered to them, that one of them did consume it. I just need more details on that. I know you don't like how you think you lay out the evidence for me, and I'm still wishy-washy on it, but I'm going to remain in that position. But yeah, you know, the last month and a half, 2 months for Peyton Manning outside of the Super Bowl, I guess we can say off the field, have been less than stellar for a guy that's, you know, kind of had his entire career off the field, a stellar track record, report card, whatever you want to call it.
Interesting. Of course, we're talking sports. Open phone lines all across America, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Let's go to the majors, sticking with the NFL. The number one pick, I think, is going to be the young man from Ohio State, Bosa, the defensive guy. But straight up, they're talking about Jared Goff, possibly the number one quarterback, or Carson Wentz. Where's it going to go? North Dakota State, or is the guy from Cal going to be the first quarterback picked?
You know, it's weird. I know Carson Wentz has been the huge name that people have been talking about. They love all of the everything about him, his makeup, his build. But Jared Goff has the high level of competition track record. But the more I look at this, the more I see things about the combine, about the potential draft, the more I see that the Browns might actually go with Carson Wentz. I think that, you know, the Browns quarterbacks over the last 15, 20 years, it has not been pretty. I mean, they've had the likes Tim Couch as a bust, Jeff Garcia, Brian Hoyer, Johnny Manziel. It's a laundry list of nobodies and has-beens and reruns, all that kind of stuff. I think Jared Goff is the better pick for Cleveland. He's the more stable pick. You kind of know what you're going to get with a guy like Jared Goff. Carson Wentz, he's one of those high upside guys. You like what he could be. Jared Goff, far more polished. I think Cleveland would be better served with Jared Goff, but if you see Carson Wentz's name get called before Jared Goff, do not be surprised.
Wentz stands 6'5", 233, and of course, Goff is 6'4", 210. Of course, I want to say that you always like the local guy. You know that?
Yeah, it's hard. It's a little bit of a bias because I've seen more of Jared Goff than I have of Carson Wentz, clearly. But, I mean, entering the season, there was talk about Jared Goff potentially being a Heisman candidate. So the hype has been there for Jared Goff. And I think he's more polished. That's just my opinion.
Open phone lines all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll talk a little combat sports. Man, guy almost died last night on Spike TV. Not good. Not good. They let these guys fight like they're Pedro Fernandez, you know, out of shape and old and fat and all that kind of good stuff. And then they're wondering why they almost die on TV. Well, guess what? This is fighting. This ain't baseball. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Johnny Tacos All-Stars all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, of course, worldwide and in it. iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, of course, live from the Sports Byline Studios, and of course, live all across AFN.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California.
dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Thank you so much. Of course, this is the Sports Overnight America Combat Sports Edition. Straight up, the UFC rocking and rolling, but last night it was all about Bellator. I'm talking about Bellator and Spike Dee, and of course, Kimbo Slice was involved, and Ken Shamrock. I mean, these guys are iconic figures, I guess. They're so old, but the bottom line is, you know, Kimbo Slice came on fighting on YouTube, made his way to Strikeforce, did some things there before getting exposed by, I think, a fireman or something like that down in Florida. And then, of course, you've got Ken Shamrock. Guy's 51 years old. I mean, the guy's been around since, like, UFC 1. Man, before that, of course, a Pride veteran, a USC veteran, a former USC heavyweight champion, a WWE champion, and the baddest man on the planet, 51 years old. But last night, how can I put this? He got kicked in the nuts. And what happened after that, Zach?
It was a weird, I mean, technically, Horace Gracie was awarded his first TKO victory. But it was one of those weird things. I mean, a lot of people thought that he got, you know, that he kicked Shamrock in the nuts, like he said. So it was, I don't know, it was a weird fight. I mean,
but there was no doubt about it that he kicked him in the groin. But here's what's up. I'm going to run something by you. What people don't realize is, when you get hit in the groin, if you've got a good cup on, and I box, I had 52 fights. If you've got a good cup on, a good athletic protector, one that goes down there and it's like the leather front and it runs all the way around to your kidneys and this and that, if it fits properly, you cannot get hurt by a low blow. When they advertised these things back in the 1930s, they used to advertise them. They used to go around from city to city, Zach, and test them with baseball bats. They would get people out of the stands or out of the street to demonstrate these cups. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is that low blows really don't hurt. They break you down psychologically to an extent, and they take your mind off what's going on, the fight at hand. But the bottom line is, for the most part, if your cup is on, it shouldn't hurt you all that much. Last night, I think Ken Shamrock was looking for something from the referee. That didn't happen, and he paid the price.
Yeah, that's true. He should have just kept fighting. I mean, that was kind of on him, but it was a very bizarre ending to a fight.
Well, but Hoyce, you know, Hoyce Gracie, of course, folks don't know Hoyce Gracie, of course, the man that won UFC 1. I mean, man, he was, can I say, of course, we remember him getting his arm nearly broken off when he wouldn't give up against Matt Hughes at the Staples Center about 8 or 10 years ago. He's 47 years old. Shamrock's 51 years old. You know what this means, Zach? You know what this means? This is going to be a fourth fight.
Yeah, there has to be. It's only logical, right? They got to set it up all over again.
You know, I don't even think they need to set it up. I think they did pretty good numbers as far as television is concerned. But I got to ask you this. Rich Chu is a matchmaker. Scott Coker is the guy that signs the checks and, of course, is the CEO at Bellator, the former Strikeforce guy and who sold Strikeforce, of course, to the UFC for some $35 to $40 million. But last night, Kimbo Slice fought this guy, Big Data, and this Big Data should have been called Fat Pigga because he came into the ring like fat, woefully fat and out of shape. And this is fighting. This isn't badminton. You know what I'm saying? And he got the snot kicked out of him and he almost died. He might still die.
Yeah, I mean, that was, they're saying that was one of the worst MMA fights of all time. It was a pretty bad fight. Even the ending was very bizarre. He just kind of like passed out from exhaustion, Dada 5000. And I mean, it was a really weird ending. And I mean, it wasn't what it was billed to be, you know. Like Kimbo tried to take him down within like a few seconds of the fight. It was supposed to be like an all-out street fight brawl.
Okay, the bottom line is at 51 years old, he probably can't fight anywhere but in Arizona and or Texas. Speaking of fighting only in Arizona, guess who's fighting any guy that steps out of the stands? Former 1980 Olympic silver medalist, former world champion. Talk about it at 160, 168, 175, 190, 200. The heavyweight champion at one point in time. Talk about Roy Jones. Roy Jones is going to fight some guy March the 20th in Phoenix for $100,000. Some guys coming out of the audience. Is that you, Zach?
It might as well be. I mean, I heard about that, and I just hope that Roy isn't in financial trouble. I mean, that's kind of been the rumor for a long time. And
but how can a guy be in financial – time out. How can a guy be in financial trouble when he lives in Pensacola, Florida? Have you ever been to Pensacola, Florida? You couldn't spend all your money in Pensacola, Florida if you tried.
Hey, you make a good point, but I'm trying to figure out why he's fighting guys in the stands. I mean, why, Roy? What does that prove?
I don't know, but it sure does take away from his legacy. Of course, his legacy, I thought, was cemented in stone when he decisioned John Weese for a portion of the heavyweight title. Of course, Roy Jones having tested positive one time for steroids against Richard Hall, I believe, and that was in Indiana in a fight he had at 175 pounds. I mean, Roy's been a bit of a turd. Roy is sort of like your Alex Rodriguez of boxing, but he's a great analyst on TV as far as HBO's concerned. And if he was smart, come on, HBO's paying him at least $100,000 a year for that. Come, what's he doing? He's living in Pensacola.
I don't know. I mean, I don't understand how these guys lose their
He raises
like
pit bulls.
They never have the chance.
He raises pit bulls. That's what he does. He doesn't even have any girlfriends. I've never seen him with a girl. I've known Roy Jones since 1988, 87. Take that back. I remember when he was at the Olympic trials over in Concord, California, the opening bouts, I believe, were in Oakland, California, and they switched to Concord, California, the Concord Pavilion, where Pedro went undefeated and won two of my four Golden Glove championships, where Roy Jones Jr. was the star of the Olympic trials in that year, and Sugar Ray Leonard was talking about getting him, and Sugar Ray said, Pedro, I got to tell you this, man, I'm not going to throw big money on Roy Jones. I said, why, Ray? He's got it all, right? Yeah, but he's got a glass jaw. He's been knocked out twice in the gym with the big fat gloves on. I go, really? He goes, yeah. And, of course, we saw what happened when Roy's reflexes came up short. He got knocked out by Tarver and by Johnson, Glenn Johnson, in the two successful fights.
Doesn't that almost make Roy Jones a little more impressive, though, the fact that it took that long, you know, for he was just so ahead of everybody else that he wasn't even getting hit by these guys. So when people were finally able to hit him, that's when he started getting knocked out.
Dennis Lebedev almost killed him a couple of years ago. In fact, Steve Smoker should have been arrested for, how can I put this, helping some guy almost murder some guy, attempted murder. That was, I don't know if you saw that punch, but that punch that Lebedev hit Roy Jones with when his hands were down, he was up against the ropes, and Smoker was just sitting there like a fan eating popcorn. The referee, bam, that guy could have got killed that night. He's been beaten badly. He's gone around the planet. Enzo Macarinelli, some guy from the UK, from Europe that's not much of a fighter, is trained, I think, by, I can't think of the fighter's name right now. But the bottom line is
Joe Calzaghe's
father. Yeah, but so Enzo licks him like a stamp and pounds on him like you know, a hammer on a nail. And he still continues. Now he's fighting fans, but $100,000. Also on that card is going to be some MMA fights, isn't there?
Yeah, and that's a good move by Roy. I think it's smart to blend the two because you don't see that too often.
Yeah, but they're doing it in Arizona. And you know the stories in Arizona. I've told you about the Arizona Athletic Commission in the past, how they've tended to look the other way in certain instances and with certain promoters and all kinds of things like that. So Arizona is sort of like Texas, sort of second only to Texas. And, of course, Texas, we know, does nothing as far as officiating is concerned. What did they say about Julio Cesar Chavez at that time when they didn't have a jar for him to pee in? Remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that. They couldn't test and they just didn't have the resources.
They didn't have the jar for him to pee in, folks. I kid you, not only the state of Texas could pull that kind of crap off. Back to boxing. WBO heavyweight champion Tyson Fury, 25-0, 20-something wags, of course, going to do that rematch with Vladimir Klitschko. Looks like April or May, Wembley Stadium, outdoors, as soon as the weather gets good in the U.K. Vladimir Klitschko finally fought a guy that's bigger than him, Zach. Did it boil down to that? Finally, we fought a guy that was bigger than him and he got beat?
I mean, I think that plays a role. I also think, I mean, Vladimir Klitschko's old, you know. I think it might be hard for him to pull the trigger. That's what it kind of looked like in that fight. I mean, he just wasn't pulling the trigger. And I give Tyson Fury credit, no doubt. I mean, he outboxed him. He rightfully won the fight. But I don't know. Vladimir just kind of didn't look like the same Vladimir in there.
Manny Pacquiao, who's been blasted on this network in the past, and of course this drives some of the right-wing crazy when I say this, but the bottom line is he said that anybody using condoms is a sinner and is going to hell, and that he shouldn't use condoms when they're having sex and this and that. He didn't say don't have sex. He said don't. Remember he said that? He said don't. He didn't say don't have sex. He said don't use condoms when you're having sex because it's a sin. Remember that? Remember, Zach?
Oh, yeah, I remember. He said a lot of, like, outlandish things, and it's interesting that now it's finally getting attention.
But Zach, so he said that a couple of years ago, and I slapped him on the wrist for that and on the hand for that. And, of course, he comes back this week and says that, you know, gay people are worse than animals. There are gay people in his camp. In his camp, there's a gay dude in his camp. I mean, if that guy isn't gay then it's in his camp, he should be arrested for impersonating a gay guy. Because I got gaydar. I got gaydar. I live in San Francisco. Believe me, that guy is gay. Open, nothing wrong with it. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Straight up, living in the city by the bay, I see two guys going down the street holding each other's hands. You know what I say to myself? Two more chicks for me. This is Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Open phone lines. You'd like to join us? 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and for the troops, AFN Radio. You must whip it. Now whip it.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570. 1570.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777.
800-507-3777, 800-507-3777, 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Remember Jared from Subway? He's inspired a lot of people.
He's looking good. He'll show you the way. His name is Jared, and he'll lead you to Subway. That's where it goes, along with the rest. For seven sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less.
What an inspiration. Subway. Eat fresh.
Jared Fogle got 15 years in the slam, right? The federal slam for, you know, going state to state and buying sex, you know, with young girls and that kind of good stuff. Guess what? He wants to get out, so, because he says that he's being deprived time with his two young children. I kid you not. I kid you not. A guy that went to federal prison for banging kids is upset and his heart is broken over the fact that he can't spend time with his own kids. Hey, 15 years, baby. We'll see you in 2029. Straight up, time to talk baseball. Of course, in this day in baseball history, 1963, Willie Mays signed a record contract of $100,000. Speaking of big money, on this day, of course, in 1985, guess what? Oral Hershiser got $1 million in baseball arbitration, the first player to ever get $1 million in the world of arbitration, free agent arbitration. Straight up, we're talking baseball. Dominic Jimenez, take it away.
MLB spring training is officially underway, one of my favorite times of the year. Pitchers and catchers have reported. The offseason's wrapped up, so teams are getting their first look at, you know, the new offseason acquisitions. Fans get to see some of the new hot young prospects that are coming up. It's a good time to be a baseball fan. I think there's about 45 days or so until opening day. I'm ready to go.
You know, I'm a little hurt because the Dodgers are no longer playing in Vero Beach, Florida, as far as there was their home base back when the Munsters were on TV in the 60s and Leave It to Beaver and all that kind of good stuff. And when I went down there about 10 years ago, they were still there as well. Did I tell you about that place that Denny's closed at 9 o'clock?
You have mentioned that before, and I think that was I think your thing was that is literally the only Denny's to ever close at 9 p.m., right? Something like that?
Yeah, they called it Zero Beach, but they called it Vero Beach. To me, it was Zero Beach. I couldn't believe it. There was nobody on the street. It looked like a nuclear bomb had went off and nobody was around. But everybody's reported for spring training now except for the A's and the Brewers, and they're going tomorrow, of course, the A's and Mesa. How are the A's looking this year in your mind?
The A's are not looking good at all, but every time we think that the A's are going to put up an absolute stinker for at the beginning of the season, they seem to surprise somehow, but it's the A's are just another one of those teams. It's another one of those years for them where it doesn't look like it's going to be anything special. They went and got Chris Davis, the outfielder from the Brewers, in a trade. That was a nice pickup, but they didn't really do a whole lot else, and that's after they traded all their all-stars the last 2 years. Cespedes, Lester, Samardzija, Josh Donaldson went on to win the damn MVP for the Blue Jays last year. So the A's, I think they're officially in rebuilding mode. And as Rick Tittle has said multiple times, it's not if Sonny Gray is going to get traded, it's when he's going to get traded. He's their, you know, most valuable asset. He's under team control. I'm just kind of waiting until Billy Beane pulls the trigger on that trade.
Position players for the Giants appear on Monday as far as their spring training is concerned. And Bruce Bochy, the skipper of the Giants, of course, world champion 3 of the last 5 years, he underwent surgery this week for something in his shoulder.
Yeah, I think I don't know exactly what the injury was, but they said it's not going to be anything major. His arm's in a sling. And realistically, baseball is the one sport where the manager slash coach really doesn't need their non-dominant arm for much. Bochy's very well off into his coaching years, so it's not like he's new. He's not a very animated guy, as you've definitely pointed out over the last couple of years.
He reminds me of Deputy Dog. I mean, he doesn't look like the brightest guy, doesn't look like the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree, and yet he is.
He is a baseball, I think it's fair to say he's a borderline baseball genius at this point. I know a lot of people, there's a lot of Bochy detractors out there, but you can't argue with the results, right?
Hey, but you know what? The Jim Tomzilla, he sort of had that Bruce Bochy look to him, but he really was a dummy, wasn't he?
Yeah, there's different. There's a difference. Bruce Bochy is just Bruce Bochy is boring. I think that's what really makes him come off as not being the brightest crayon in the bunch. Jim Tomsula struggled to answer some of the simplest questions that can be asked to a head coach. Hey, Jim, what are your coaching? What are some philosophies you look to implement next year? We're going to run the ball. Yeah, it's something in Bochy will be very boring, very methodical in his answer, but it'll be a good answer. Jim Tomsula, no.
Okay, are the Giants contenders this year?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm not just saying that because it's an even year. Joe Panic, he says he's completely healthy from his back injury last year. Although Kelby Tomlinson helped out tremendously, filled in great at second base. Panic is a very, very good young player. If his back's healthy, he'll anchor that's the middle infield with Brandon Crawford. Hunter Pence is healthy. You're going to get a full season, at least going into the season. You're expecting a full season of Hunter Pence. That's huge. They missed him for about, I want to say, maybe a quarter of the season with a broken arm last year. Denard Span's an upgrade over Gregor Blanco and whoever else they want to throw out there in left field or center field, whatever. And of course, they fixed the rotation with Johnny Cueto and Jeff Samardzija. We've been talking about it for a while. The rotation after Bumgarner, full of question marks. Lincecum was having surgery. We don't know where he's going to go. He's got some showcase coming up. Matt Cain, a shell of the pitcher that he was when he signed that big six-year or five-year deal. Tim Hudson was old. He retired. Jake Peavy, you never knew what he was going to give you. Vogelsong was past his prime. So they went and got two of the, I'd say, maybe five best starters on the free agent market this year to pair up with Bumgarner. They've got two legit true aces with Bumgarner and Cueto, a very solid three-starter in Samardzija, and then your rotation's rounded out by Kane and Petey. It's hard not to like what the Giants did on paper. It's just a matter of seeing how the results translate once the season gets rolling.
Zach, the disappointing Dodgers are down there in Glendale, Arizona. Are they going to be disappointing this year as well?
No, I mean, the Dodgers, I think the Dodgers are starting to come along a bit. I mean, they're going to miss Zach Greinke. That's going to be a hard person to replace because he was arguably better than Kershaw this year. I mean, he had the best year of his career, and it's going to be hard to replace him. But I think at the same time, you know, they kind of have picked up some more hitters and stuff, and I think that the rookies that they had last year are going to be more prepared. You know, Jack Peterson's going to be more prepared. So it'll be interesting to see. I think they'll be pretty good this year.
Okay, from Los Angeles to Anaheim, how are the Angels looking for 2016?
The Angels, they're looking better than last year. Last year they had kind of a down year. I mean, they didn't even make the playoffs, and they just kind of didn't get where they were supposed to. But I think they'll be better this year, and I think they'll make the playoffs this year.
Interesting. Who's the surprise team this year? Last year was the Mets, Dominic. Who's going to be in 2016 right now? What's your pick?
You know, that's really tough, and this is going to be really cliche, but a little abstract. Bear with me here. The Kansas City Royals won the World Series last year. Everybody knows that. Right now, their odds to win are the 16th best in baseball. I don't know how the World Series champs that didn't lose really anything too significant. Cueto was with them for half a year. He's gone. They lost a bullpen arm or two. The core is still there. Watch out for the Royals. They are a legitimate option to repeat. I know it's a little bit of a funky answer considering we're talking about teams that may surprise. But watch out for them. Another team I think is going to take that next step, the Toronto Blue Jays. You know, people will say, oh, they lost David Price. That's another case where they only had him for half a year, and in the playoffs, he was absolutely terrible. They're going to get a full year of Marcus Stroman. We know what that lineup can do with Edwin Encarnacion and Jose Bautista and Josh Donaldson. So watch out for that. And maybe one other team that I guess can be a fair, hey, watch out for this team. The Miami Marlins, I like what that lineup can do. If they can get the right amount of pitching out of that rotation led by Jose Fernandez, if he can stay healthy and they can put together a full season, that lineup is dangerous. D. Gordon setting things up at the top. Christian Yelich, a very good number two hitter. Giancarlo Stanton, probably the most powerful hitter in baseball. Watch out for the Marlins. I know they're in a stacked NL East, so the odds of them making the playoffs just because of their division are going to be lower than most teams, but I think they can surprise some people this year.
Zach, there are four, probably four teams going into the season this year that are rebuilding, per se. The Braves, the Brewers, the Phillies, and the Reds. Who's going to do the best there? Who do you think? Who's got the best team there? The best or the worst?
You know, I think that's gonna be a hard one to call. I think the best and the worst.
Best and worst, you got no call. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. So Willie Mays signs for $100,000 a year, and it's a record contract back in 1963. In the mid-80s, Horshire gets $1 million in arbitration. What's the top salary in baseball right now, Dominic?
I want to say it's Miguel Cabrera or Greinke at about $32 million a year.
Yikes. I guess that makes that $100,000 pale in comparison, huh?
There are random minor leaguers that nobody, no offense to them, nobody is ever going to hear of that are making $100,000.
Okay, tell me this. Why did Willie Mays wait? Why did it take Willie Mays to 1963 to get $100,000 when Babe Ruth was getting $100,000 in the 30s?
It's entirely possible it's a race thing there. It's entirely possible.
Zach,
it wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Zach, does that stink a little bit or what?
Yeah, that doesn't look so good.
I mean, Babe Ruth is getting $100,000 in the 30s and $100,000 in 1930 money, and he gets $100,000 in 1963 money. Wow, I think it's a bit of a difference. Of course, Willie Mays is probably the greatest baseball player of all time. Can we agree on that? Anybody agreeing on that, weighing in on that one, Dominic?
I'm not going to complain. Oh, one other thing that this is just to make it about not race. Babe Ruth did pitch also. He pitched and hit, so you got two players in one with Babe Ruth. I'm just trying to give it a little bit of a non-race spin there, even though we kind of know what it really was, why it took so long for Mays to make $100,000.
Do you think he could have hit Juan Marichal's curveball?
Hell yeah.
You think so?
I think he could have hit anything anybody threw at him.
Oh, I don't think so. I look at some of the pitching back then. I say to myself, you know, nobody was throwing 100-mile fastballs, things like that, and he didn't look like he had the greatest reflexes in the world. I guess when I think of Babe Ruth, I think of that movie where he's eating hot dogs and drinking beer and that kind of good stuff. Wasn't the most dedicated athlete, per se. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529, or at Taco Man Radio via the Twitter thing. Lots of things still to talk about. Of course, we've got the NFL draft. We'll go deep into that. Go deep into some more NBA, deep into baseball. How about Johnny Manziel? Is he done? I mean, weigh in on that one. How about Christian McCaffrey? How about his brother, Dylan? Looking sharp, huh? Man, as far as the draft is concerned, he might be the guy. He might be the guy. He might. I'm telling you, right now, 3 or 4 years from now, he just got picked to go to Michigan. But straight up, he may be the guy. He may be the next superstar quarterback. Of course, his brother, amazing, amazing athlete. Still only a sophomore at Stanford. I think he'll be a junior this year. Christian McCaffrey. You're tuned to Sports Byline, Sports Over in America, all across America. 1-800-878-7529.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Tonight, my job is to introduce Hillary. Sometimes when I'm on a stage like this, I wish we weren't married. Then I could say what I really think.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend. Saturday night
might be all right for fighting. It's all right for sports as well. We're talking sports. We're having a good time. Of course, we are here for the next hour, another hour here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio. Of course, Johnny Talk with his All-Stars, my Tall Stars, are Dominic Jimenez, and, of course, Zach Attack Young. And, Dominic, I got to ask you this. What do you think of ESPN having the same reporting now that there is video footage of Johnny Manziel slapping the old lady around Colin Crowley? What do you think of that one?
That doesn't help Johnny Manziel's case one bit. We all saw what happened when video came out of Ray Rice. It made what his situation was about 1,000 times worse. Johnny Manziel's in deep doo-doo.
You mean when Ray Rice, when his glass-jawed girlfriend ran into his hand?
Yes, that incident.
And when she was like, man, was she snoring or what? I mean, she was like, been knocked out with a club. I mean, she was like, I couldn't believe that. When, of course, they caught that on the elevator cam, but Johnny Manziel's in a world of trouble. Peyton Manning's in a world of trouble. Of course, Manziel, not the iconic figure in the NFL that the Manning family is. We talked about this a little earlier, of course. Eli Manning, he sort of had not had any comments on this. Archie Manning might be the guy pulling all the strings behind the curtain as far as these guys are concerned, and this these fake legacies they've set up, huh?
Yeah, you know, if what this report that the guy wrote about a week and a half ago, if it's true, Archie was kind of a spearhead in terms of, you know, covering everything up. And he's obviously got clout, so he's going to have final say, and he's obviously going to take care of his boys. I can't fault him in that regard, removing what Peyton actually did. You can't fault him for trying to take care of his sons. This is a mess.
Sean King stomped his ass this week, though. I mean, you can just go in there and Google Sean King. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. Peyton, you saw that?
Yeah, absolutely. I read it about 3 hours before you sent the link out.
Barry Bonds trying to get in the Hall of Fame. God only knows I'm a Hall of Famer. Yeah, but you're also a liar and a cheater. Of course, Dominic thinks. Well, we'll see what Dominic thinks in hour number two as far as Barry Bonds is concerned. Open phone lines, coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can tweet us at Taco Man Radio. Straight up, we're talking sports for another hour, talking some sports and with a little attitude. So if you're feeling good, you want to kick back and have a good time, this is the place to do it. We're live from the West Coast, the only live network show in the continental USA right now, probably in the world. Straight up, we are the only network worth listening to. I'm talking about Sports Overnight America live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and for the troops, the AFN Network.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Donald Trump celebrates a strong win in the South Carolina Republican primary, while rival Jeb Bush steps out of the race, telling his supporters,
"The people of Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina have spoken, and I really respect their decision. So tonight, I am suspending my campaign." No. Yeah.
Candidate Marco Rubio optimistic about the narrowing race for the Republican presidential nomination.
I want to begin by congratulating Donald Trump. We haven't had a chance to speak yet. He won here tonight. But after tonight, this has become a three-person race, and we will win the nomination.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz says his campaign's continuing defying expectations and proving the pundits wrong. He talked to supporters in South Carolina, saying he's in an effective tie with Marco Rubio for second place in the state's primary. Meantime, Hillary Clinton beating Bernie Sanders in the Democratic caucus in Nevada. This is USA Radio News.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises. No anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Two NYPD officers in the hospital but in stable condition after an overnight shootout in Brooklyn, New York. The police commissioner and the mayor holding a news conference saying they believe both officers should survive thanks to their bulletproof vests. Is the Obama administration refusing to attack part of ISIS? We get the details from USA's Jason Wirtz.
The White House is avoiding questions about whether they're refusing to strike the ISIS headquarters inside Libya. Peter Brook of the Heritage Foundation told USA Radio News it's possible U.S. troops are going to have to go into Libya in the near future.
Libya is essentially right now a failed state. There's no government. It's a lot of militias, warlords, and the administration is trying to put together a national reconciliation government. And of course, that would be hopefully supported by some sort of security forces at some point.
Brooke added, if ISIS gets control of the oil fields in Libya, it will allow them to fund their terror group even if they lose ground in Iraq and Syria. I'm Jason Wirtz.
And I'm John DeMaster. More news is at westernjournalism.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Is the Obama administration refusing to attack part of ISIS? USA's own Jason Wirtz has the details.
Sources inside the White House say the Obama administration is refusing to carry out a strike against ISIS headquarters in Libya. Peter Brook of the Heritage Foundation told USA Radio News ISIS could see Libya as a backup funding source for their operation.
They may take over the oil fields. They've attacked them, but they may take them over to seize control of them. And there's concern that you'll have a similar situation you have in Iraq and Syria, where ISIS is using has seized oil assets and is using it to fund their operations.
Brooke added he had initially been told the green light had been given for the attacks in Libya on ISIS, but apparently something changed Obama's mind. I'm Jason Wirt.
Today is pay raise day for over a million Walmart employees. It's part of the retailer's pledge to bring its minimum hourly wage up to $10 an hour this year. And while that'll be the rate for entry-level workers, Walmart says the average full-time hourly wage will actually be $13.38. Fans have celebrated author Harper Lee mourn her passing. Lee, who died at the age of 89 on Friday, was best known for her novel To Kill a Mockingbird. That's a coming-of-age novel about racism and injustice in the South. In Alabama, the state where she grew up, a probate judge named Greg Norris remembered the world-famous author as their most famous citizen. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Here of a wrestling match here. You got 12 wrestlers around the ring. You got dancing midgets and leather. You got your own. You got everything that you've ever wanted.
The cone starts hitting Mays. Mays jumps on him. And Cepeda and Craig are at it. And Cepeda gets in a left hook. Boy, we've got a brawl.
Lon, I've seen some good ones, but this is the best when they get squared off individually like that.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Ow! Love that money.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
You could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Are you ready for a good time?
And live from the West Coast, it's Johnny Taco.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Open phone lines and get things together. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. March Madness, just a few weeks away, man. This is like, take that back in less than a few weeks. Who's your top team? Who do you think is going to happen? Who's going to be prevailing as far as the national champions concerned in the world of college basketball? Lots of things to talk about. Dominic Jimenez has got that covered, right? What else is on tap for hour number two, Dom?
We got MLB. You know, that's my favorite sport. I love talking about baseball. We got MLB. We got some more NFL. And what would a sports talk show be without talking some more Johnny Manziel? And, of course, we got your combat sports recap. We got everything coming your way. Anything you would want, stay tuned, baby.
And what about the world of soccer? What's happening in the world of pro soccer? We got something on that as well?
Yeah, we got some soccer, too. I'm ready for that.
Everything but golf, folks. We're not stroking our putter, not tonight. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Skype thing, that's happening as well. Take that back. Skype's not happening, but Twitter is, at Taco Man Radio. This is Sports Byline. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live all across America from the fabulous Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Live from the West Coast.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
For joining us. I'm John Oliver. Just time for a quick recap of the week, and we begin in North Korea, named Best Korea for 70 years running by North Korea magazine. This has been a particularly tense week on North Korea's southern border.
New pictures to share with you. The North Korean military seemingly standing by, see it there, ready to attack South Korea if given that word.
So if given the word, North and South Korea could be at war. And interestingly, that word, cucamonga. You cannot say Kim Jong-un does not have a sense of humor. You can't say it. Now, both sides have exchanged fire across the DMZ, and the South has been employing an unusual weapon.
South Korean loudspeakers blaring criticism of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's regime. The North has told the South to turn it down or face more military action.
Look, North Korea, if your neighbor is blasting horrible noise at all hours of the day, you do not retaliate with war. You wait until the next morning and you leave a passive-aggressive note. There is an etiquette for how we handle this stuff. The speakers have been blasting not just news about Kim Jong-un, but also, and this is true, South Korean pop music. Now, they haven't said exactly what music they've been playing, but I hope it's some of the better K-pop stuff. I'm talking Soul Light by Neon Bunny, basically anything by Jung-hwa, Jo Song Mo's early stuff, or maybe TVXQ, of course, before Hero Jae-jong left, because I think we all know that after that, the whole band's sound went to shit. I didn't need to Google any of that. That was all up here and in here. The two sides are currently still negotiating. And look, we can only hope that things calm down. Nobody wants North Korea firing a nuclear weapon. And heaven help us all if South Korea chooses to play this.
Tonight's party!
hit by Hwang Min-woo. And please, South Korea, do not play that through your speakers. Because that's not just a declaration of war. That's basically sarin gas with backbeat and an auto-tune.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Buffalo!
Yeah.
March Madness upon us. Just a couple of weeks away. President Obama does pretty good when he picks his Final Four, all that kind of good stuff. Obama's pretty good at basketball. He's probably the best basketball player we've ever had as a president. I think we can, I think even Republicans could agree on that one. Don't you think, Dominic?
No, they try to filibuster the Democrats agreeing on that.
But come on, but who plays better ball in the White House ever than Barack Obama?
No, I'm just kidding. It's the hands down Obama.
Wasn't John Kennedy with that bad back? Speaking of college basketball, well, we weren't speaking of college basketball. We are, of course, March Madness upon us. Villanova's ranked number one as far as AP top 25 is concerned. Kansas, number two. Oklahoma, number three. Iowa, number four. Number five is North Carolina. Coming in, number six is Maryland. Number seven is Virginia. Number eight, Xavier. Tie for number eight is Xavier and Michigan State. And number nine is West Virginia. And number 10 looks like Miami. Straight up, there's another Division I poll coming out here saying that the 13-1 at Stony Brook and Albany, and they've got these different Division I. Explain this whole thing. If somebody didn't know what March Madness was, explain this to them, how they get all these teams together and come out with a college champion.
All right, so I believe all but maybe one or two of the Division I conferences are going to end up having tournaments, conference tournaments. So the Pac-12, the Big Ten, Big 12, ACC, blah, blah, blah. Those winners get automatic berths into this NCAA tournament. It's the top, I want to say, 68 teams, I think we're up to now. Top 68 teams in basketball that has the conference winners. That's how you see these teams, you know, like Dayton. We go back to Dougie McBuckets with Creighton, Steph Curry with Davidson. That's how we get these teams in, is they win their conference tournaments. So, you know, you have your heavy hitters, your top 25, everybody you just named, mixed in with some of the better teams from each conference that didn't win the tournament. So, you know, that leaves you with teams outside the top 25 at times. And then you have your random teams, Stony Brook, Dayton, VCU. Those are what basically constitute your Cinderellas every year.
Okay. I'll keep looking at these polls and this. And Villanova in the top 10 all the way across the board. In fact, they're in the, as far as the top four polls are concerned, they're either number one or number two. Is Villanova that good?
You know, it's funny. Usually in college basketball, there's a team that kind of dominates the regular season, that makes the headlines because they're flirting with, you know, one or two losses or even zero losses at this point. You haven't quite had that this year. Villanova's 22-3. That's fantastic. Don't get me wrong. But Villanova has a track record of struggling in the NCAA tournament. They were one of the number one seeds last year, I believe, or maybe a two seed. They got upset in the second or third round. Villanova has a track record of struggling in the tournament. And this year, you know, we haven't had a team dominate the news. Usually there's some team just stacked with stars that are dominating all of the headlines. A lot of times it's Kentucky with all of their, you know, top freshmen that mixed it with a couple sophomores and upperclassmen that are usually dominating everything. Kentucky's ranked 13th. They're 19-6. Duke's number 20. It's things that you don't see often. I think this is going to lead to a tournament that's going to be very hard to predict. I don't think you're going to have the same kind of, you know, okay, this team's going to win, this team's going to win. And that's going to be universal among 99% of the brackets that get filled out. I expect a lot of parity this postseason in the NCAA tournament.
Cal comes in one poll at number 20. Outside of that, there's not a top 20 team in the state of California as far as the rankings are concerned. Now, when you look at this, the big money it's made is March Madness, of course, TV, sold-out arenas all across the country and this and that. I'm going to go back to this, okay? Because, you know, as I drove in tonight, I saw a street hooker on Polk Street here in San Francisco, and she was, applying her wares, per se. And I think about college sports, I think about the same thing. I think that a college sports player is being put out there, and that the colleges, per se, the administrations, they're like the pimps that are pushing these girls out on the street. They're making them go out there work. nobody's getting paid. The girls aren't getting paid. The players aren't getting paid. But the pimps and the schools are getting paid. Dominic, something's got to change as far as amateur athletics are concerned.
Absolutely. The one thing with, I agree with everything you said. The one thing I don't agree with is that, you know, these guys are getting forced out there. A lot of these guys, the top guys, they're playing college sports looking long-term for the pro contract. So that's the only part of what you just said that I'll disagree with, and that's a really nitpicky thing to, disagree with. You're completely right. There needs to be some kind of compensation, stipend, whatever the hell you want to call it, some kind of way for the athletes to get even the smallest slice of all of this money the NCAA is making. I mean, we take a look at Roger Goodell. We freak out that he's making $34 million as the commissioner of the NFL. That's a multi-billion dollar company, though. So these NCAA school, all these schools, the NCAA as an entity itself, they're making millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. And other than, you know, facilities, obviously it's a big deal. But these athletes are not seeing any of it. And realistically, outside of, you know, some of the generic branding that these schools can provide, you know, people are going to want a generic Duke basketball hat, shirt, UNC, that kind of stuff. Everything, all the revenue generated from a season-to-season basis is by the players, and they're not getting anything out of it. You take a look at, you know, guys, the starting power forward for a team, he's probably not going to make it in the NBA, so this is going to be it for him in terms of a professional basketball career. It's going to end at college, and he's not getting anything for it. College football is a bigger thing. If a guy blows out his knee, he's never able to play a snap in the NFL.
Hey, wait.
Hinder his life.
Not only that, college football isn't taking care of these guys 25, 30 years later when having all these injuries. You heard Coach John Johnson from Ohio State on here. Of course, the former Ohio State Buckeyes backfield coach under Woody Hayes, the great Woody Hayes, the iconic Woody Hayes. But he's talked about it in the past. It's pretty sad, man.
No, that's what I'm saying. These guys that get major injuries in college that aren't able to get to the NFL, to get the NFL's lifetime health care insurance, all that kind of stuff. If he destroys his knee as a college athlete, he's never going to get the perks of being an NFL player. He's never going to make the salary of being an NFL player. You look at a guy like Marcus Lattimore that absolutely wrecked his knee. He got drafted by the Niners in the third round, so he got his rookie contract. But he had to retire, and he was never able to play and make the big money. And who knows 5-10 years from now what his leg is going to be like. It was absolutely destroyed. Who knows what his livelihood is going to be like. And that's a guy that was at the top of college football as a running back. We're not even talking about, you know, the random guy that's good enough to play D1 football but is never going to make it in the NFL. What if he gets hurt, destroys his knee, suffers a neck injury, gets paralyzed, has major concussions, and then concussion issues 5 years from now? Something needs to be done to take care of these kids.
Combat sports and baseball on the other side of the break. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Johnny talking to us, All-Stars, a little combat sports. Of course, the USC happening tomorrow night on Fox Sports 1. Pretty good card. We'll talk about that. Of course, we'll talk about the near-fatal go-down last night on Spike TV. Man, that was crazy. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico. Take that back. Last I checked, we're live in 187 countries. What can you say? Live from the West Coast, the only live network show on the continental USA, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars in the house.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Former WBO welterweight champion Manny Pacquiao in a world of spit this week, of course, denouncing gays, saying they are worse than animals, and saying that you don't see gay animals being gay. You don't see a male dog doing a male dog because they've got common sense. They know what it's all about. They're God's creatures. And these animals, these gay animals, according to Manny Pacquiao, well, they should go to hell. Of course, this is the same guy that said that in the midst of an AIDS epidemic, an STD epidemic over in the Philippines, he advised all the Filipinos that were having sex to not use condoms. It was a sin to use condoms because if you use condoms, therefore, you were committing a sin, you were going to hell. So it was better, you're better off not using the condom and getting AIDS. Personally, I don't think the Pope even feels that way. Of course, he weighed in on that mosquito from Brazil this past week, and he thinks that you can use contraception as well. So straight up, if the Pope can see that way, why can't Manny Pacquiao? Of course, Manny Pacquiao's got a date coming up with Tim Bradley, fought twice before. Why are they fighting the third time? Because of the fact that Bob Arum, top-ranked boxing, of course, out of Las Vegas, the premier boxing champion, championship promoter for many, many a year, of course, many, many, Oscar De La Hoya, on and on, George Foreman, all the great fighters that Bob Arum promoted. But Bob Arum's been, how can I put this? He's sort of been knocked off guard by, of course, premier boxing champions and Al Haymon. Of course, Al Haymon got a business going, got $450 million in investment money, put it together, decided he was going to start a boxing business. Premier boxing champions have been on NBC, CBS, ESPN, Fox, Bounce TV. There's probably about 19 networks I missed. What I'm trying to tell you is that he's trying to control the entire world of boxing. But what he's doing, in fact, is he's getting his own guys to fight his own guys. And when you get your own guys to fight your own guys, it doesn't make for good fights. Take that back maybe in March. I think it's March the 12th is the date when Sean Porter, the once-beaten former IBF welterweight champion, the man that dropped that title to unbeaten Kell Brook over in the from the UK, the IBF belt, he's taking on the unbeaten. I mean, you got to give Keith Thurman some props. Keith Thurman looks like he might be the best welterweight on the planet right now. And speaking of welterweights, as I said, Kell Brook, Keith Thurman, not too many guys at 147 you can call world class right now, but straight up, the WBO welterweight title. Will that be on the line? Will Tim Bradley and Manny Pacquiao duke it out for the WBO welterweight title? We'll find out tomorrow on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 11 a.m. Pacific time, when Paco Valcarcel, Francisco Paco Valcarcel, of course, a president of the World Boxing Council and a baseball historian of note, he'll be on the show talking about Manny Pacquiao and what's happening with him and Tim Bradley. Of course, he wasn't too happy with Manny Pacquiao's comments. In fact, you could tell that Bob Arum sort of threw him under the bus. We'll talk about the aforementioned CEO of Top Rank Boxing. Earlier this week, he said, you know, that Manny Pacquiao was wrong. He should be scolded for saying those things about gay people. But, you know, Bob wasn't saying nothing 3 or 4 years ago when I was the only one that was pitching a bitch about it. I was the only journalist on the planet that said he was a creep for telling people to go out there and catch an STD because you'll be committing a sin if you use a condom. This is Manny Pacquiao. And guess what? He's revered in his country. He's like Michael Jordan, the Pope, Muhammad Ali, Elvis Presley, all that stuff put together. He's a congressman. He's running for Senate. Of course, he's going to become president one day. That's what he thinks. And coming out there with all these anti-gay things, and guess what? Nike cuts this $8 million contract that he's got as far as sponsorships concerned, and he comes back and he doubles down and he goes again on Instagram saying something bad about gays. Listen, this is a guy that drinks virgin blood, that prays 4 to 5 hours a day. What can I say other than the fact he's a religious fanatic, okay, and a goof, and a buffoon, and a racist, and a homophobe, straight up? That's Manny Pacquiao, the soon-to-be Filipino president. Speaking of Filipino boxing, he is all about Filipino boxing, right? I mean, you think about Filipino boxing, it's all about Manny Pacquiao. Nonito Nair sort of faded away. And the Philippines, of course, the land of the Pinoys, they've always been a hotbed for boxing, but not anymore. Not too many guys following Manny Pacquiao's footsteps. I thought a lot of guys would. Of course, his brother tried to, but his brother couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue. Speaking of MMA, of course, last night, talk about earlier in the weekend, Spike TV had a card Friday night. The main event, of course, pitted the former UFC legends Royce Gracie and Ken Shamrock. And guess what happened? A controversial ending, of course, in the very first round when Ken Shamrock got kneed in the, family jewels. And Royce Gracie kneed him in the family jewels. I mean, really hard. But I still don't think that was a debilitating blow, although I wasn't on the receiving end of that kick, so I really can't say how Ken took that. Anyway, Ken sort of feigned like he was hurt, and then Royce Gracie landed a few more punches, and straight up at the end of like a minute and 41 seconds, it was all over, and Royce Gracie had scored his first TKO victory in the world of mixed martial arts. So it was always about submissions with him, and not this time. He won a TKO for the very first time, which means they will fight again because of the controversy involved. These guys have got to fight again, so I expect that to be another big date on Spike TV. And, of course, Rich Chow is the matchmaker for Bellator. And I want to mention Bellator just for a second and jump on him for a minute because they had this guy Big Data come into the ring and into the octagon, the cage, and he was a big fat guy. He was woefully out of shape. He looked this way. He was sucking wind before the fight started. He was hyperventilating and breathing heavy before the fight started. And they said he lost 40 pounds to get down to what he was. So it must have been like 450 pounds. The guy must have been one of the McGuire twins or something from the pro wrestling days. Haystack Calhoun 2 or something. Straight up, if he lost 40 pounds in 6 weeks and he was still fat and overweight and out of shape, how the hell did Coker and those guys, Scott Coker, the man that runs Bellator, how did they sign this guy to a contract? Well, they knew he was fighting Kimbo Slice, okay? And they want Kimbo to win. Kimbo's a name. Kimbo, they think they can still do ratings with, of course, Kimbo Slice and Ken Shamrock having that controversial fight a few months ago. So all these guys are sort of go round robin, they'll go back on Spike TV. They'll have to have the fights in either Arizona or Texas, because if they don't, they probably couldn't get these guys sanctioned. Ken Shamrock, the former UFC champion, the former Pride champion, now 51 years old, Royce Gracie, the former UFC legend. I mean, what a legend he was. Of course, him and his family. It was his father, his grandfather, started the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, this ground fighting combat zone, of course, down in Brazil. And, of course, they brought it to USA in 1993 with UFC 1 and Royce Gracie winning that by submission. But I tell you, Royce Gracie, not really top 10 material as far as fighters are concerned, as far as 2016 is concerned. I mean, he's like one-dimensional. That is the fact that he won by TKO last night was probably more due to the fact that Ken Shamrock was an idiot and the referee was another idiot. Bottom line is, at the end of the night, we'll have a fourth fight as far as these guys are concerned. UFC Fight Night is going to happen, of course. It's always happening on Fox Sports 1. I mean, if you want to watch MMA, I guess you've got to go to cable. And you can't get this, you know, on regular TV. You got to go to Spike TV for the Bellator and Fox Sports 1, of course, for the UFC. And this Fight Night, call it the Cowboy versus the Cowboy, of course, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Pretty good card, I got to tell you, going down the list. Daniel Cerrone, the Cowboy, taking on Alex Oliveira. The Battle of the Cowboys at welterweight, 170 pounds. Derek Brunson's on the card fighting the middleweight against Ryan Canero. I don't see any chicks. Where are the chicks? They got to put chicks on these cards. Of course, speaking of chicks, hey, Ronda Rousey in a world of trouble, talking about suicide. You know, she was on Ellen this week talking about killing herself. And, you know, Mike Tyson thought about it. When I lost my first fight, I wasn't thinking about killing myself. I was saying to myself, damn, you didn't run hard enough. You just didn't run hard enough. Of course, I didn't get knocked out. I was never knocked out. Not like that. Of course, Mike Tyson getting drilled by Buster Douglas 26 years ago this month. Check it. 26 years ago, February 1990, John Johnson was on Ring Talk Live Worldwide Saturday talking about that 26 years ago. The biggest upset in sports history, the meltdown of Iron Mike Tyson. And then 26 years later, of course, Ronda Rousey get 25 years later, Ronda Rousey getting drilled by Holly Holm, that big left hook, that left sweeping kick, man, knocked her out. I mean, she says she can't chew an apple. I saw a picture of her last night. She looks like she's probably about 165, 170 pounds. She's thick again, okay? She never was lean, per se. I think if she wanted to fight her best, she would need to struggle down to 125, because at 135, she can't win at 135. She can't win at 145. She is done. This is your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the WBO, the World Boxing Organization. Of course, you can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. This is Sports Overnight America. I'm Johnny Taco. Dominic Jimenez back after the break. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America, and I'm Johnny Taco.
You've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Burger King? Listen, I'm a bit of an idea guy. Like croutons, I thought of that. I got a great idea to make your burgers better. Two words, buttery sauce. Because that makes everything taste better. You with me?
Sounds good. It's almost as good as the new extra-long buttery cheeseburger from Burger King. Two beef patties topped with veggies and a rich buttery sauce on a toasted bun. Now just two for $5. Or mix and match with the extra-long fish sandwich part of the two for $5 deal. The new extra-long buttery cheeseburger. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
It's the Ace 20% off store-wide bag sale. Come in this Saturday only to stock up and save 20% on almost anything you can fit in the bag, including products from some of our best brands like Valspar. But it's only this Saturday, so don't miss your chance to save with Ace's 20% off store-wide bag sale.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Offer good at participating Ace stores February 20th only. Discount applies to the regular price in-stock merchandise that fits inside the bag. One bag per customer. Power tools and small appliances qualify for a 10% discount. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
I mean, did you worry for a minute, like, could this be permanent? Did I really hurt myself and maybe I won't do this again?
No, to be honest, like, what I was thinking, like, my thought, I was like, in the medical room and I was, like, down in the corner. I was sitting in the corner and I was like, what am I anymore if I'm not this? And I was literally sitting there and, like, thinking about killing myself. And that exact second, I'm like, I'm nothing. I'm like, what do I do anymore? And no one gives a shit about me anymore without this. And to be honest, I looked up and I saw my man, Travis, was standing there, and I was looking up at him, and I was just like, I need to have his babies. I need to stay alive. That was like, really, that was
you need to stay alive.
And I haven't told anybody that. I think I only told him that. But that was like what I was thinking. Like, I was meant to have him when I was at my lowest, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have made it without him.
To have that support system, sure. It breaks my heart to hear, I mean, anybody looking at you, you're such a brave woman in so many ways and so obviously strong physically and mentally to do what you do. So to hear you say that, I actually think it's a really great thing, and I'm grateful that you did say that, because there are a lot of people out there that have thoughts like that, and they're looking at you going, wow, if she can have thoughts like that. So you just did a lot of good for a lot of people, so thank you for saying that.
I did a lot of thinking, and I'm like, why did this happen? Why does it have to happen like this? Because I do believe, like, all the best things come from the worst things. Every worst thing that happened in my life, it resulted in the absolute best things. And I'm trying to think, like, what is the reason of all this? And I'm thinking, like, what my actual purpose is, and maybe just winning all the time isn't what's best for everybody. And I felt like maybe my role is, you know, everyone has their moment of picking themselves off the floor. And I'd gone through several of mine, but no one had actually seen me go through it, and maybe I just had to be that example of picking myself off the floor for everyone, and maybe that's what I'm meant for. And I really do believe I'm still undefeated, because being defeated is a choice. Everybody has losses in their life, but I choose to always be undefeated.
Good for you. So you're going to fight again, clearly. That's what you're saying. And who do you want to fight next?
Of course I want to fight Holly.
Right.
I want to beat her and make everything right again.
Yes, of course. So Holly's going to fight somebody else next. And so I'm assuming you want Holly to beat that person, mm-hmm, so that no one else beats Holly.
Of course, I want to be the one to beat her.
Right. Okay. So poor Holly. Look out. I mean...
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
She's so bad.
Not poor Holly. Holly ain't got to look out for anything. Okay? Rhonda's done. Yeah, we don't think much of you. The way you talk smack for the last year and a half, you disrespected everybody. You disrespected the media. The last time you were on the phone with me, you little diva, remember that one? Remember that one? It was a 20-minute interview, and I said to you, how's things today, Rhonda? You said to me, well, you know, this is like my last interview of the morning. And you started ragging. Remember that? Remember what I told you? I said, okay, we can cut it off right now. I take that back. I think we did 4 or 5 minutes, and I cut you off. The bottom line is, you're not worth it, baby. You were the hype when you were going on. You were good looking, all that kind of good stuff. But guess what? Your O is no mo. You're done. Holly Holmes will lick you like a stamp every time you guys fight. And straight up, if you guys were gay, if you were lesbians, Holly Holmes would have been arrested for domestic violence. Now let's shift gears. Let's go from the world of combat sports, the world of baseball, just for a second, because I know Dominic Jimenez is an expert when it comes to baseball. But Bart Hernandez is a Florida-based agent that works with Cuban-born players. He's been arrested this week on human trafficking charges, Dominic.
Yeah, I saw that. I believe it was with Texas Rangers outfielder Leonis Martin, I think. Yeah, and you know, it's always one of those things that we never really talk about with these Cuban players is when they defect from Cuba, how they get here. I think the biggest kind of high-profile thing was with Yasiel Puig and some coyotes that helped him from Mexico that helped him get through were expecting some residual payments once he signed his big contract with the Dodgers. So he was in some legal scuffling over the last couple of years. And now you've got this agent possibly going to jail over human trafficking. This is a story that I don't think it's going to get the attention it deserves. You haven't really seen ESPN or MLB Network really take off with this, because it kind of highlights that dark side to all these successful Cuban players coming from Cuba to play in MLB. I'm going to be following it as much as I can. I will give any update whenever I find out more information about it. I'll be bringing it to Saturday nights. But yeah, it's something that will definitely be worth watching as it develops.
Interesting. As the president's getting ready to go to Cuba next month, of course, the first president to go there since 1920, I think, and I forget who it was, William Taft or somebody back in the 1920s. But the bottom line is Barack Obama's going there next month. Cuban athletes are, I guess they're going to become free agents per se, and the Cubans are going to be willing to let their athletes partake in the United States and then, of course, come back to Cuba, right?
Yeah, I don't know what the – I mean, obviously, trade and all that stuff, a lot of the embargoes have ceased. The U.S. is going to be working economically with Cuba. I think all of the leagues are going to have to do – I say all the leagues – but it's mainly going to be baseball. I think baseball, MLB, and, you know, Cuba's baseball governing body are going to have to work out their own deal to figure out what the process will be for Cuban players wanting to come here. But I'd imagine that whenever they do cross that bridge, it's going to be a lot easier for these guys to come over. They're not going to have to be playing a tournament in a different country that doesn't have that won't expedite them to back to Cuba. Like a lot of guys do. You know, Puig went through Mexico. He had to take a residence in Mexico. I think Jose Abreu left the team when they were playing a tournament in the Netherlands Antilles. It's quite a process. And like I said, with this guy getting arrested and investigated for human trafficking, it's not something we talk about. But I think the process will become easier for Cuban players in the coming years.
Well, I sort of remember the story of Guillermo Rigueno, the two-time Olympic gold medalist, defecting from Cuba, not once but twice. The first time he defected, he went to Brazil and defected in Brazil, Dominic, and he ran up a hotel bill for $12,000. His sponsors from the USA and could not get him the money quick enough, so he got deported back to Cuba. And then Castro let him leave the country again to fight again. Of course, he defected the second time, and now I believe he's like 15-0. Speaking of 15-0, guys that are undefeated on the line from Galveston, Texas, I'm talking about big-time Christian. What's up, Christian?
Nothing much, Taco Man.
How's life treating you?
Let's just say it's treating me a hell of a lot more than how the fans were treated Friday night when it came down to that Bellator card on Spike TV.
Is this an indictment of Scott Coker? Scott Coker's the leadership there, and he put trash on TV. He's the one that should face the heat, right?
Well, actually, I don't think that Scott Coker should be facing the heat, because he's going to bounce back with another event this upcoming week in Mulvane, Kansas, Bellator 150, the rematch between Eduardo Dantas and Marcos Galvão, I think. But I think that the Texas Department of Licensing and Registration, the people who help commission boxing and MMA in the state of Texas, they should be the ones to blame because of the fact that they let a guy in the feared daughter 5,000 Harris lose 40 pounds, dropping 40 pounds to trim down to the 265-pound weight limit only to get thrashed and nearly die within a short span of hours.
But, Christian, you're talking about your own, your native state there, Texas. These are people that they couldn't afford a jar for Julio Cesar Chavez to piss in for a drug test.
Yeah, right. I think I was too young to remember that. But I do remember the time when Pauly Malignaggi got screwed over by the judges at the Toyota Center when he was fighting Baby Bull Juan Diaz.
Yep. Took care of that in the rematch, Joe. Real quick, before I let you go, who's going to win the Battle of the Cowboys?
I hope Cerrone wins, but I won't be surprised if Oliveira manages to put up a fight.
Okay, real quick, you heard Ronda Rousey there. Is Ronda Rousey ever going to fight again?
For her sake, I hope so, because anything that'll keep her in the public eye as far as her true passion is concerned, that's all good, and that's all I'm going to say. I'll probably talk to you during your regular show at, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, right?
That's right. Tomorrow night, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on Sports Byline. Thank you so much, Christian, for the call. Let's go back to the Big D, Dominic Jimenez. And Dom, I got to ask you this, man. The 49ers, of course, they saw Chip Kelly's their new coach, and Colin Kaepernick is trying to find his way as a quarterback and this and that. Can we see the 49ers come back to respectability this year? I mean, they were the laughingstock of the NFL with the aforementioned Jim Tom Sula in the first hour. But can they come back to some level of respectability?
I think that they can get to a level of respectability, but I think it's going to take more than just one season for them to get back to being competitive in terms of looking at the playoffs. I was looking at it earlier before the show. The 49ers actually, with the Falcons, have the toughest strength of schedule in 2016. That's based on their opponents' 2015 records. So, if assuming those teams hold up in terms of win totals and abilities on the gridiron, the Niners could be in for another long season. But the silver lining is Chip Kelly's offense should be fun to watch at least. That might be one of the few highlights for 49er fans this season.
Next week, we're going to bring in a man that knows a lot about Oakland sports because people really don't understand Oakland sports per se. Of course, the Raiders, the Golden State Warriors, are coming to San Francisco in a couple of years. The Raiders are trying to get out of town. They're willing to go anywhere. Carson, Vegas, you name it. They're willing to go. I take it back. I heard they were willing to go to Anchorage. No, I'm just kidding. But, of course, also the A's are talking about wanting to get out of town unless they've got a brand-new stadium. So everybody wants to leave Oakland. Next week, 1 week from tonight, we'll have Ricky Ricardo. He is the owner of Ricky's Sports Theater, Ricky's.com. Of course, the number two-ranked sports theater in all of America, the number two-ranked sports bar, according to Sports Illustrated Magazine. And Ricky Ricardo will be on 1 week from tonight, as will a young lady who's going to tell us that men can fight women. What am I trying to tell you? She used to fight, and she's trying to say that men, or formerly men, like transgender fighters like Fallon Fox, who go from male to female, have no problem. She has no problem with them fighting women. And it's not fair. It's not a disadvantage for the women to fight these men who are, women who were once a man. I just don't know about that. Dominic, what do you think about that? Chicks fighting guys? The bone structure. I mean, this is, even if they take all the hormones and have all the snips done, they still got that male bone structure.
Yeah, and I obviously in fighting, that's going to make a huge difference when we're talking, you know, thin glove and leg on leg striking. I don't know enough about the genetics behind whether it'd be a fair fight. Because you know me, I like to be kind of cerebral about things. I'd love to know the physical science on whether that would be even close to being fair. But on the surface, it feels like there would be some kind of, I don't want to say huge unfair advantage, but it feels like a fight between a former man that has transitioned to a woman and a woman by birth in a fight, I feel like the scales would be skewed a little bit.
Okay. Speaking of transgender, Barry Bonds signed a record $22 million contract, $22.9 million, two-year contract back in 1997. Now he wants to go to the Hall of Fame. He should just be put on the ballot. You know I don't like that guy at all, but the bottom line is even before he was taking them steroids, he was still Hall of Fame material.
Well, he's on the ballot. The problem is the
sports
voters
writers
are mainly writers, and they want to condemn all these guys that took steroids. And I think I've written about this before in the past. My issue with that is it's very hypocritical. These guys were lauding Sammy Sosa. They were lauding Mark McGwire. They were lauding Barry Bonds for their power displays. The power displays kept them in work. Kept these writers employed. The power saved baseball after it came back from the 95 strike. Baseball, the chase between McGwire and Sosa saved baseball. Who knows where baseball's at without the steroid era? These guys need to get over whatever moral high ground they think they can, you know, lay out and just accept that the steroid era is part of baseball history and they need to be in the Hall of Fame.
Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I am Johnny Taco. That was Dominic Jimenez. Still one short segment to come, of course, live from the West Coast. The only network show live on the West Coast Saturday nights. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge sales. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions Fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Wait, you gonna sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
Number one in the draft, Ohio State's Joey Bosa. 6'5", 275. Are you gonna argue with me on that one, Dominic?
The only one I'll go, Laramie Tunsil. He's an offensive lineman. He might go number one, but it's going to be one of the two of them.
Roger Goodell made $34 million this year. Of course, he has been in the, at the helm of the NFL now for a decade. Is it a decade of positives or negatives? Real quick.
Overall, I'll say positive, but with plenty of negatives.
Good enough. Dominic Jimenez, a very good week to you, young man.
Thank you. Really quick before we go, Henry Mejia, what idiot of the year. He got suspended, lifetime ban, first guy for baseball for performance enhancers.
What a turd. We thank you so much, Dom. All the best.
You too. Thank you.
Zach Attack Young, want to wish him the best. He had a great night with his daughter, Jasmine. And of course, on the other side of the glass, man pulling the strings, the Wizard of Oz around here, Mr. Scott Cuddy. Yeah, thank you so much. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Each and every Saturday night, live on Sports Byline and live from the West Coast.